Hello and welcome to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to deep dive minute by minute into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I'm one of your hosts, John.
And I'm Zach.
And today we are finishing a conversation inside a cone of silence.
Hang on, John. We got something to talk about.
Yes.
Now, I was taking a look through our release schedule.
Yeah.
And this particular episode that we're on, episode 49, releases on July 25th.
You're going to dox me?
So that's a special day for you, I feel like.
Yeah. So you're going to dox me?
Happy birthday, buddy.
Fuck you.
That's it. That's all I want to say.
All right. Well, I guess we're talking about killing people on my birthday. Let's go for it, Zach.
Just like every birthday.
Yesterday, we ended our conversation, or we ended our episode with an entry into the Cone of Silence. Guys, Helen Moheim says it must never be known. And we start this minute with the Baron Vladimir Harkonnen saying, "There's no satellites over Arrakis. The Atreides will die in the dark."
That's right.
So clearly it's no, surprise that the Harkonnen and the Atreides aren't the best of friends.
I think we've picked up on that by now.
Yeah. Yep. Is there a particular moment that is referenced in the encyclopedia that is the start of this rift between these great houses, or do all of the great houses share as much animosity, or are the Harkonnens just fucking assholes, or like what's...
Well, yes to that last point.
They're all assholes.
But. Yeah, there is. I remember reading it when I was reading some chapter about something. I don't remember exactly what the impetus for this family feud is. There is a specific reason, or a handful of reasons why they've gotten to this point.
Yeah.
I'm sure it has to do with a level of political intrigue.
I mean, it's 10,000 years of interstellar politics. So,
I don't know. I don't know off the top of my head. There is specific reasons given, why they're so tense with each other, but I can't say.
But there's no like Gavillo Princip shooting Franz Ferdinand moment or whatever.
Not that I remember.
Reading. All right, cool.
Although if I had to take a guess, I would say something probably exactly like that happened at some point.
Probably. Moheim then says, "On that matter, Leto means nothing to our order, but his wife is under our protection and by extension, her son. Allow them the dignity of exile." And I love Vladimir's response where he's just like,
fine.
Like, well, it's just this big exasperated sigh. He's rolling his eyes and he's just got this look of this fucking bitch.
"We wouldn't dream of violating the sanctity of your order."
Yeah. House Harkonnen would never dream of violating the sanctity of your order. "I give you my word. We will not harm them." And then Moheim is even just like,
She's like, "All right, buddy."
Yeah, she stares him down for a second.
Just had to get that in writing.
And then goes to turn to leave. And then he's staring her down as she's walking away. And it's just a big stare fest.
So quick pause for a book comparison.
Yes. Because honestly, there's not much left to this minute.
No, there's not. We're kind of out.
But. It's a short episode today.
So this scene is not in the books.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
Okay, we talked about that yesterday. This scene is not in the books. This agreement, though, is in the books.
Jessica
and Paul should not be harmed. Give them the dignity of exile. They don't phrase it exactly like that in the books, but how they should not be killed, but instead exiled. We mentioned a traitor plot earlier. Yep.
The traitor plot was mentioned in the books earlier by
we talked about a smidge earlier. I guess, are we still keeping that close to the chest?
I mean,
spoil it.
Presumably, if you're listening to this podcast, you've already seen the movie.
That's fair. So
for, I'm gonna leave that one up to you.
Yeah, for UA's eventual defection and traitorous acts.
Dr. UA Lewis in the news.
Dr. UA Lewis in the news. Yep. One of his requests to the Harkonnens was that Paul and Jessica be spared and be exiled instead of killed. So the same agreement exists, but it came from UA, not from Moheim, saying Jessica's one of us. You can't kill one of us, kind of thing.
Sure. Obviously, they do it from Moheim in this case, though, because they don't want to spoil the traitor plot.
Yeah, and I think that the traitor plot is such a quick thing in this movie.
Yeah.
It happens over the course of, we'll probably get through it in a week. Like talking if about that. Yeah. I mean, yeah. It'll just be a couple episodes for us, but it happens so fast and it's such a small part of the story here. It would make sense because this is a Bene Gesserit centered story.
Yeah.
That it's Moheim who expresses the desire to keep Jessica and Paul alive for their reasons. Instead of which UA's just affinity for the two of them.
Yeah. Okay. So to that point, right. If Moheim wants to extend protection to Paul as well, she doesn't really have a vested interest in keeping him alive. I mean, like, yes, she knows that Paul is being used as Muad'Dib, or not as Muad'Dib, as Lisan al-Ghaib. But she doesn't necessarily believe that he is the Kwisatz Haderach.
Not 100%.
She doesn't completely discredit it, but she doesn't also have the true confidence that Jessica does.
Movie Moheim does not. Book Moheim has more.
Oh, okay.
There's passages in the book where, like, when she's doing the Gam Jabbar test with him, where she has to contain her excitement.
Yeah, I remember we talked about that.
Yeah, so it's
during
like
that scene.
Book Moheim is a lot more of a believer that he is the one.
She's a lot more receptive to it.
Yeah, but I mean, we still get the like tentative faith in the scene where they're talking in front of her egg. Jessica and Moheim are talking in front of the egg.
Egg. Yeah. You just need to cut in the.
Always Sunny.
Yeah. Egg.
we get a little bit of that. Like she's like, how dare you try to, you know, you and your hubris or you and your whatever, thought you could produce the Kwisatz Haderach. And then she kind of like turns away and comes back and goes, well, we've done all we can for you. Let's see how well he does. So she's like semi bought in to it. I feel like, well enough to where she's like, don't kill him. Let's just see how this plays out.
Sure.
So yeah, as soon as she gets a very, very vague confirmation from old Vlad.
I promise I won't kill them.
Yeah, right. That spider is in the background crossing all however many toes and fingers it has.
All right. So if each of the legs has a human hand on the end of it, you can cross two sets. So
each hand.
Thumbs would be uncrossed. So that's, you know, 2 by 8 is 16 crossed fingers.
But couldn't you then cross opposing thumbs maybe? Like
you could.
Thumbs on the opposite end. So it'd really just be one thumb wasted instead of eight. No, it'd be all 8 used. Sorry. Yeah. I'm not good at math.
Yeah. So
20. A lot of fingers crossed.
Yeah.
A lot of fingers crossed. Right in. How many fingers crossed is that? We are searching for content for this episode.
It's not a lot, but we do have a couple more sentences of dialogue. Moheim leaves, the cone of silence drops,
yep.
And Peter DeVries turns to the Baron
as soon as she's gone.
if the Duke's sons live, if the Duke's son lives, and the Baron's just like, no, Atreides is gonna live. No, no fucking way.
And then Potter goes, but you just but said,
but you gave your word. I fucking lied.
He's like, you just said that we won't kill him. He said, you gave your word to that witch.
Yeah.
And that's where the minute ends.
It is.
Right there. You gave your word to that witch.
Which, okay.
Which. Good sandwiches.
Pretty good. I don't understand why Peter DeVries in this case would be so concerned and so unexpecting of his boss to lie. All right, first of all, you're twisted by the Bene Tlilac.
Yeah.
You are a twisted mentat. If we're talking about an alignment chart, you are not lawful good here, right, my guy.
Well, okay, so the relationship that Peter has with the Bene Gesserit in the books is a very tenuous one.
I feel like just all of Peter's relationships are probably pretty tenuous.
Yeah. He does not like them at all. Does not trust them.
Yeah.
Because of their truthsayer abilities. His world is operated in the shadows, telling lies, twisting things literally.
Yeah. I mean, for lack of a better comparison, he is Littlefinger.
From Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of the same qualities for sure. So to be in front of someone who can perceive your lies in an instant and mm-hmm. see through them, it's a very unnerving thing for him.
Sure.
So he doesn't like this person. He doesn't like them. He doesn't like the order. He thinks they're weird. They got funny hats. They smell funny, I'm sure.
It's the Chinese takeout.
But yeah, he has no trust for the Bene Gesserit at all. So with that context, the way he's reacting to, like, hey, you just told her a blatant lie.
Yeah.
Like, why the hell are you doing that? That's why he's like freaking out a little bit, because he knows. He's like, well, don't tell them lies. They can see right through that. Don't tell them anything.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about this a lot more.
Yeah, I mean, Moheim is truthsayer to the Emperor, yeah, so.
She's one of the top dogs there. So we'll talk a little bit more about this conversation tomorrow. I think, you know, from a book perspective, his nervousness around the Bene Gesserit and why he doesn't want, or why he's so, like, taken aback that Vladimir told them what is effectively a lie.
He didn't tell him an untruth, though.
Right, right. So that's why
we'll get to this in tomorrow's episode. I think we should stop there before we start taking tomorrow's episode. So,
all right. Well, that is all.
That's a little teaser for tomorrow. So be sure to come back. But in the meantime, you can reach out to us if you want to. You can reach out to us on Twitter at Dune Minute. You can email us, duneminute@gmail.com, or we are on Instagram at the Dune Minute.
That's right.
Well, we'd love to hear from you.
Love to.
And
I'll do it. Yeah. Cool. I know. I want to keep talking. We got so much more to talk about, but we'll save it for tomorrow.
But our minute's over. We can't go over our minute.
I know. All right, cool. Well, we will see y'all back here tomorrow on the Dune Minute podcast.
See you later.